And also prohibited to you are all married women, except those your right hands possess. This is the decree of Allah upon you. And lawful to you are all others beyond these, provided that you seek them in marriage with gifts from your property, desiring chastity, not unlawful sexual intercourse. So for whatever you enjoy of marriage from them, give them their due compensation as an obligation. And there is no blame upon you for what you have mutually agreed to beyond the obligation. Indeed, Allah is ever-knowing and wise. And whoever among you cannot find the means to marry free believing women, then he may marry from those whom your right hands possess of believing slave girls. And Allah is most knowing about your faith. You believers are of one another, so marry them with the permission of their people and give them their due compensation according to what is reasonable. They should be chaste, neither of those who commit unlawful intercourse randomly, nor those who take secret lovers. But once they are sheltered in marriage, if they should commit adultery, then for them is half the punishment for free unmarried women. This allowance is for him among you who fears sin, but to be patient is better for you, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah wants to make clear to you the lawful from the unlawful, and guide you to the good practices of those before you, and to accept your repentance, and Allah is knowing and wise.